in a really hard place with three nasty sisters and a nasty mother. And her sisters get to go to the ball, and she doesn't. But then her fairy godmother comes along and solves all the problems, and she gets to go to the ball and ends up living in a palace. Aren't stories great when they have some suspense in them and they have a brilliant ending just like that? Well, we're coming to a story just like that. And the question is, what keeps them going when things are hard? Why don't they just give up and stop trying and stop hoping? Well, I don't think it would make a very good story if they gave up. But something keeps them going. This term, as grown-ups, we've been looking at one great big true story. It's been the story of a man called Abraham. Now, Abraham lived a long time. He lived a long time ago, and the Bible says that if you want to know what living by faith looks like, look at Abraham. He's the man who lived and died by faith. And that's what God wants us to do too. What is faith? Well, it says in the very first verse that we read just now, and I'd like parents, if you can sit down and show your children Hebrews 11 verse 1 and see if they can tell you what living by faith is. Just from that one verse, read it together. I'll give you a minute. What is living by faith? Okay, what is it? Who can tell me what it is? Can you? James? It's trusting in God. That's the simple way of putting it. But what does it say? There's two things to living by faith in that verse. Who can tell me? Someone else? Hands up. Ezra, can you do it? Or you just put your hand up? Living by faith. George, you're brilliant. Being certain of what you can't see. And what else does it say? Maxwell. Being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you can't see. Like baked beans. Why is faith like baked beans? Okay, I have got a baked bean tin here. It says Heinz beans, and if you can read, it says baked beans in a deliciously rich tomatoey sauce. And if you get up really close, you can see a picture of some baked beans. But can you see the beans? So you can't see them. Now, hands up if you like baked beans. Okay, hands down. Hands up if you don't like baked beans. All right. Hands up if you like condensed milk. Okay, hands up if you don't like baked beans or condensed milk. I've got everyone. Excellent. Okay, it doesn't matter that it's baked beans or condensed milk. We're going to practice with this one. But I'm talking about something you can't see that is inside this tin. All right, let me ask you this question. Read verse 1 again. Faith is being sure of what you hope for. Are you hopeful that there are baked beans in this tin? All right. You can't see the beans. What we need is somebody who hopes for a mouthful of baked beans, even though they can't see them. Put their hands up if that's you. Oh, I've got a few. Izzy's one. Ted's one. Ben's one. All right. Now then, those are people of faith in baked beans. Guess what I'm going to do next? I am not going to open the tin and show you what's inside. I could do that, but I'm not going to, because we're going to talk about living by faith. That's living with hope that there's baked beans in there, but not being able to see them. So I'm not going to open them just yet. And that was Abraham, and that was, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and Gideon, and Barak, and all the prophets. But today we're going to do a quick review of Abraham's life. And I need some helpers, maybe four or five, who can come and hold Abraham's life in their hands for me. Ted, you can be one. George, you can be one. Here it is. Anyone else? You can be one as well. All right, I need someone to stand that end. That can be Ted. And someone to stand. Keep going. All the way. Don't pull it too tight. Oh, my goodness, it's quite a long way. Can you stand somewhere in the middle behind? And were you happy to help me, Albie? Can you stand here? Don't pull it tight. It needs to be really loose. Okay, Albie, you hold that. All right, this is Abraham's life. From one end, in fact, which way should we start? We'll start at this end, and we'll go all the way to that. So this, you hold it up, Albie. That's when he was born, and that end is when he died. Now, this is long life. He lived a long time. But I need some people to help me because it starts with a great big set of promises from God. Who's going to help me by holding up one of the great big promises from God that Abraham got? Can you come here then, George? So Abraham was not 10, 20, 30. He was about 40 when he got some great big promises from God. And we're going to stick these on. Here they are. Great big promises from God. Here, can you peg that on there and then hold it up? You need to come this way a little bit. Okay, are you ready to hold something in a minute? Can you come and be my reserve and wait here? Because we're going to have a little bit of a story. The promises were, God said to Abraham, I'm going to make you into a great big nation. Loads and loads of children and loads of descendants. Thousands and thousands. In fact, if you look at the stars, there'd be more of your descendants than there are stars. That's how big your family is going to be. That's quite a big promise. And he said, I'm going to give you a land to live in, and everybody in the world is going to be blessed through you. That's what he said. Now, that's a pretty good thing. So please don't, Ezra, can you let go of this rope until I say? I don't want you to pull it tight, because I want George, I want you to lift that quite high. And this is a good point in his life. In fact, what we're going to do is have you on a chair, because that's going to work. Okay, can you stand on the chair? You mustn't fall off. Come a bit closer, Albie. There we go. That was a good point in Abraham's life. He believed the promises, and when God said, off you go to a new nation, he set off even though he didn't know the directions. He went. He left everything. Don't touch it. He left everything and went, and that was a good point. But it didn't go really well because when he got halfway there, let go, he ended up hungry, and he didn't stop in Canaan. He went to Egypt, and that was a really bad point, and he lied about his wife. So I need someone to come and hold it down low. Can you do that for me, Ezra? Can you come round here? You're holding it high. You need to come this way a bit, please, Ted. Come around my side. Ezra, come around my side of the rope. Face everybody else, and you're holding it low, because that was a bad point. He didn't trust God. But something good happened after that. God made some promises to him again. The big promise was, I'm going to make you into a great nation, and I'm going to give you children, and I'm going to give you a land, and I'm going to give you blessing to go to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Now, this story started good, and then it went down, but we're going to carry on through the story. Look at verse 8 in your Bibles, if you've still got them. By faith, Abraham was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance. Please don't touch. He obeyed and went, even though he didn't know where he was going. That was good. Then he got it wrong and he went to Egypt. That was bad. But then he met a man called Melchizedek, and he rescued his nephew Lot from hundreds of different people who wanted to catch him. So we want a good moment. Who can hold up a good one for me? No, I need another volunteer to come and hold a high. Can you come and help me? Come here. You have to hold that one. You have to peg that on. Can you peg it on? Not quite. There. And you get to stand on a chair high. So that's up again. So it started up, went down. Oh, dear. Toby, Ollie, can you help? Don't let it drop. And it went up again. But then, having believed God and rescued his nephew Lot, let's read chapter 11, verse 9. Can you read verse 9? By faith, Abraham made his home in the promised land. Ezra, I think you're going to need your help, Ben. He lived in a stranger in a foreign country, and he lived in tents. Who likes being a stranger? I know where you're going with that. But being somewhere where nobody knows you, where everybody else knows each other, and you don't feel very at home. That's not a nice feeling, is it? But that's what Abraham had all his life. And that's what God says Christians are to have as well. He says, you have to live in a place that is not your home, because one day you're going to have a home that is better than where you're living. Abraham lived by faith. It goes down again. I need someone to come and hold it down. It's going down anyway. There we go. Abraham didn't believe God's promise about having a child, God's way. So he and his wife Sarah came up with their own plan to have a child a different way. That was a really bad thing to have done. Just hold it still there. And so it went downhill. But after that, God came them and gave them his promises again. I need somebody else to hold up promises again. This might not work. Who's going to hold up? Izzy. You can hold it up. We need you to come closer, Ted, this way. Down and up. Should we do it the right way up? There we go. This is not going to last long, is it? Clearly, we've only got a few more seconds to go. God gave them a son, and they called him Laughter. That's what they called him. Does anybody know anyone else called Laughter? If you know someone called Isaac, put your hand up. You know someone called Laughter. That's what Isaac means. They gave him Isaac, and they had a child in the normal way, and God gave his promises again. So just, I'm going to ask you to sit down in a minute, but can you hold up where the promises are and down in between? Abraham's life, a life of faith, was up with the promises, down in between, up with the promises, down in between, up with the promises, down in between. Whose life feels a bit up and down? That's the life of faith. It happens like that. Did Abraham give up trusting in God? Did God give up on Abraham? In the end, I should have another one. Abraham had a tiny little bit of land. He had one son. And then he and his wife died. Did God keep his promises? What happens is, we need to read the next bit. In fact, I'm going to ask you to put your rope down on the chair and go back and sit in your seats. You've been really good helpers. Can you give them a round of applause for being my helpers? I meant to do one thing. I said at the end that God allowed Abraham to buy a field. It was probably not much bigger than this building. And it had a cave in it. Was that the whole great big land God had promised him? It wasn't, but I'll tell you what it was. It was this. Oh, I've got my fingers in it. Put it down, please, Ezra. It was one baked bean. That's what it was. Where's my spoon? I've got a spoon here somewhere. It's on the top. Oh, that'll do. There we go. When Abraham got given that one cave, that one little bit of land that he was able to bury his wife in, he got a baked bean. So he got something, and it kept him going, and he had hope. He had hope in the promises. Who'd like to try my baked bean? Who likes baked beans? Ben, why don't you come and have some baked bean? Was it a baked bean? Okay, if you don't like baked beans and you prefer condensed milk, please have that as your illustration in your mind, not baked beans. The life of faith is having hope in God's promises. Being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. Can you see that's what Abraham had? Abraham died. But look down at the last bit of Bible we're going to read. Verse 13. This is the best bit. Verse 13. Abraham died and we all will die. Verse 13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They didn't receive the things promised. Ben got a baked bean. He didn't get the whole can. Abraham got a little bit of land. He didn't get the whole nation. But he was looking forward. What does it say? They admitted they were aliens and strangers on earth. And verse 16. They were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. So do you see that? Even when he died, he was looking forward to God keeping his promise. And death did not stop God keeping his promise. When he died, he went to be with God, just like believers in Jesus will go to be with God. And at that point, they will inherit a great kingdom. And they'll have millions of brothers and sisters. And they'll be with God forever, and there'll be no more hard things. That's what we're all looking forward to. And the question is this. Are you going to live looking forward to that time? Or are you going to give up? Well, I hope you're going to live looking forward to that time. You know what? You've got something even better than Abraham. You've got something better than a baked bean. You have the Lord Jesus Christ, who's come into the world and lived and died and rose again. What does that say about you if you're a believer in him? You're going to live and die and rise again. Do you see you have that? Even better than what Abraham had. Well, the last bit is what it means. Look at verse 12, chapter 12, verse 2. This is how the writer to the Hebrews says, so what? Okay, this is your so what, and I'd like us to read it together. Chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Are you ready? Nice and loud. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Sometimes on a Sunday morning, you feel really tired and weary. Sometimes in the middle of the week or when something bad happens, you feel tired and weary. Well, let's encourage each other to not grow tired and weary and lose heart, but to press on, believing in Jesus for the fulfillment of the promises. Let me pray for us as we finish. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing Abraham what the life of faith was like. And from his life that had its ups and downs, we can follow. Thank you that you gave Abraham the promises of God, enough for him to keep going on with all his life. Please help us to believe in your promises made through Jesus and to not lose heart. And we ask it for his name's sake. Amen. We did this. Some of the best questions came from the young people. Has anybody got any questions? So grown-ups, when we have a sermon, we have a chance for people to put their hand up and ask a question. And often good questions get asked from the floor, and I'm able to say something that helps people understand. So have you got a question, any young people? It could be about what I've said or anything about God. And I'll try and answer it. Ben's got one.
How, How do you know that the Bible is true and not just a made-up story?
How do I know that the Bible is true and not just made-up stories? That is a very good question. Is this a true story? No, this is a made-up story. Didn't happen, but it's a good story. Is the Bible like this? Well, the reason we know it's not like this is because Jesus lived, and everybody agrees with that. Jesus was killed, and everybody agrees with that. And he said, after I'm killed, I'm going to rise again from the dead. And he gave enough proof to prove that he had risen from the dead. If that's true, I think we can begin to believe all the other things in the Bible are true too. Because that's the hardest one. Did Jesus really rise from the dead? Well, I encourage you to find out the answer to that question. And if you can believe that one, have confidence that the rest of the Bible is true. Flo's got one. Do we have the microphone to Flo?
It's really just a follow-up answer to say that we've got several books called The Case for Christ for Kids. And if anyone would like one of those, I can get them to you by the end of the day. Aimed at young people, explaining a bit more of the answer to that question.
Great question, Ben. I might even get you that book if you haven't got it for asking such a good question. Anybody else got a question? Ted's got one. Okay, microphone to Ted. Go on then. Okay, not a good question. Anybody else? Well done, everyone, and I want to say a big thank you to my helpers who held my Life of Abraham up and down and up again. Thank you for helping me with that. Okay, we'll sing our last song.
So we have a God who is faithful to his promises, and we have the example of Abraham to look at, but we have so much more exciting things through Christ, who's died on the cross, who's, as Tim said, lived and died for us so that we might follow that and rise again with him. So let's stand and sing of that hope that we have as Christians, of the eternal rest in heaven with God.